Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne will be here in exactly T-minus 60 minutes starting now. So if you are jonesing for Wayne Allen Root, you only have to wait 1 hour. So why not just hang out with me for the next 60 minutes as I take you on a journey of magic and wonder. Chris down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go on, again, the great USA Radio Network stations that span the entire country from one coast to another. Stations in Connecticut, out in Oklahoma City, St. Louis, I think in Chicago, of course, the flagship in the wonderful city of Las Vegas, Nevada, and everywhere in between. My name is Lee Elsie, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour is afforded to me to hang out with you again. And today we're going to take that journey down vaccine lane, at least to begin. So I do a morning show in Connecticut every day, and I reference my show from time to time where you can listen through SoundCloud, type in my name on SoundCloud. You can hear the whole thing. Go to my website, LeeElsie.com, all of that good stuff. But today was a strange day. So today I had on a guest who was or is one of the foremost anti-vaxxers in the country, hell-bent on spreading the word about the dangers of vaccines. So we had him on for about 20 minutes or so, and it was an interesting conversation for sure. But the one thing that happened, it has become the most polarizing conversation and topic that you can actually have on the radio. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. And if you mention guns, you'll get an explosion of phone calls. If I mention abortion, I'll get an explosion of phone calls. And now I'm finding if I mention vaccines, I'll get an explosion of phone calls on both sides. Anti-vaxxers. And they'll send me hundreds, literally hundreds, and this is great because the more stories I can get and absorb, the better. But they will send me hundreds of stories that focus on all the horrors of vaccines. And then, of course, there'll be folks who are on the other side who are waxing poetic about all the wonders of vaccines. And I come down in the middle. I've talked about this before. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not. I've said it before here on this forum and on others that vaccines have saved billions with a B lives. It has been one of the most powerful weapons against many different diseases. Now, that doesn't come without warts. There have also been, and again, I've mentioned this before on this forum, there have been many trials and tribulations and disastrous results when medicine maybe goes either too far or doesn't exactly know what it is doing and is making assumptions, and we've seen really terrible things happen. Now, this to me is somewhere in between, right? The COVID vaccine is in between for me. And I've chosen at this point in time not to get it. Reason? Couple of them. Number one, I don't like being told what to do. First and foremost, I'm a free man. Okay? That's number one. Number two is the mortality rate for this is so small for my age demographic that I would rather at this point in time take my chances with getting this dreaded Wuhan flu than to inject something in my arm that has, and I think it hasn't been tested enough. I know folks will argue with me till the cows come home about this, that this particular vaccine was in, or these particular vaccines, there are three of them, have been in the pipeline for the longest time, and there have been a number of tests done on them, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Okay, I get it. But my risk versus reward is leaning to the side of not getting it at this point. Right, I don't know what long-term effects will come from this vaccine, so I have to weigh that against the long-term effects of getting the Wuhan flu. So I've decided, me as a free man, did I mention that already, has decided that right now, I'm not getting it. Right now. And that leads us to all of the other chaos that surrounds this. So the folks out there who are pro-vaccine, when they hear me take this stance, they will, again, throw boatloads of documentation at me how I'm wrong and I'm not being community-minded and I'm not being humanitarian and I'm pushing back with both hands against science. I am an anti-vaxxer. I'm not. I just said I'm not. This really isn't about vaccines for me. It's about freedom. And I took a number of phone calls today on my own show with people describing the different vaccines and how some were good and some were bad, but it all kept going back to the same idea that it's really not about vaccines. It's about freedom, being free, being able to make your own decision. And the continued conversation about having to get some kind of a COVID vaccine laminated pass so I can go certain places and do certain things. Think about that for a second. Take a step back. We've been in this for 14 months, and right now, on April 27th, they're going to tell me, a free man, that I need a card, a certain card, to get on a plane? Like a card that says I'm COVID-free, or at least I've gotten the vaccine, by the way, which doesn't completely defend you against COVID, for finding that out. Or if I want to go to a restaurant, I need to present an ID that says I've been vaccinated. That doesn't sound like the United States of America to me. That sounds like a foreign land being led by a brutal dictator telling you and everybody else exactly what to do. One of my biggest beefs today was that it seems to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, send me an email, let me know. I'd like to know what you think on this, leelcradio@gmail.com. It feels like Uncle Sam and my own state government, in particular Connecticut, is really going above and beyond the call of duty to get that needle injected in my arm. They're really driving to the goalpost. They really want to slam dunk me and have me get a vaccine. Now, I say this because I am broadcasting right now from Connecticut, which for the longest time didn't give a blank about me, could care less. In fact, more people are leaving Connecticut than just about every other state in the union because it has become a terrible place to live. Not a great place like it once was. Folks can't get out of here fast enough because we're taxed to death. Yet suddenly, magically, the powers that be, Governor Ned Lamont here in Connecticut, wants to make sure that I'm safe and sound and make sure that I go get my vaccine. And in fact, if I get a vaccine, they'll give me a voucher for a free drink at a restaurant that's participating in that program. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, are there no depths that they won't go to try to get that needle in my arm? And let's not forget this has become a political football, right? It has become partisan. Why, I don't know, but it has. And don't forget that Pfizer, which actually has their home operation literally a couple of golf shots from where I'm doing this show right now, they waited, specifically waited, and delayed the launch until after the election because they didn't want any of the accolades to go to former President Donald Trump. There's no question that that happened. So you've got all of these different competing entities. And in the end, we are the guinea pigs, right? I know people don't like that term, but essentially, we are. What guarantee can you give anybody with what's being injected in your arm? And please, don't take what I'm saying tonight or this afternoon, if you're listening out in California or Vegas, don't take this as me telling you not to get a vaccine. Because I think if you think it's right for you, you should get one. If it makes you comfortable, you should. I don't know enough about the inner workings of developing this vaccine to know whether or not you should get it. I know what I know for me. I read what I read. I see what I see. I hear what I hear. Right? And it's not even the terrible reactions that have come from some of them. Like, some people had allergic reactions. It's expected. In fact, I think the number of people who had allergic reactions was lower than the normal number for a normal vaccine. That's nothing to sort of pull your hair out about, right? I don't think that's the case. I just think we don't know, first of all, whether or not this is really effective long term. And do I have to go back and keep getting this over and over and over again? And I equate it to a flu shot, which I don't get. So I made that choice as a free person in a free world, or at least a free country. That right now, as of this time and this date, I've chosen not to get it. So now don't demonize me. Don't make me out to be a pariah. And don't throw these terms like we need to get to herd immunity in order to be safe. So if I don't get it, I am now a plague and a drain on society. I don't feel that way. Right? You get it. You're safe. You're good. The difference whether or not I get it or not. It shouldn't be any concern of yours whether or not I get it. And mocking folks like myself is not a way to go either, because that's only causing a deeper chasm and a deeper rift between the folks who are all in for this and the folks who are very hesitant about it. I mean, going slow into this, to me, is not a mistake. It's just smart. Like, you don't know what's going to happen 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You don't know. Because they really haven't had time to dive into that completely. All right. I know I've made every doctor listening probably angry, and I didn't mean to do that. I'm just speaking again for myself about freedom. All right. I got to take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered. If you owe
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. You know, I meant to tell you guys about this last week, but there was so much other stuff going on. Not that there's not a lot of stuff going on now, but I wanted to go back to this for a couple of minutes because I thought there were some really interesting, telling things in this piece in the New York Post by Miranda Devine. So usually it's frowned upon in the media circles to state the obvious. But back in 2019, Hunter Biden and his sometime therapist, Keith Ablo, joked about Joe Biden's dementia in text messages on a couple of occasions a few months apart. That's a true story. It's right here in black and white. So if it's in the paper, it's got to be true, according to an old friend of mine, former Congressman Rob Simmons. The conversation captured on the laptop Hunter abandoned at a repair shop in Delaware in April. And of course, then it made the national news, but not really the national news because the story was blocked and banned on Twitter and Facebook. You couldn't talk about it because, well, it would have a direct result, and it did have a direct result on the presidential election because people didn't hear about this story. But then later they were asked about it after the election was over, and 9% of the folks said they would have changed their vote had they known about the cocaine-snorting, crack-smoking Hunter Biden. Period. End of story. But in this story by Miranda Devine on the New York Post, it says, I quote, "Your dad is the answer," says Ablo. He goes on to say, "Any man who can triumph over dementia is a giant." That's what the therapist said, alluding to Joe Biden's dementia. I'm not making this up. It's right here in black and white. According to this therapist of Hunter Biden, Joe has dementia. Hunter replies, "You're such a blank hole." But that made me laugh out loud. Abloh continues, perhaps he can help us remember all we intended to be as a people, since he can now remember his address. In these instant messages traded back and forth on this laptop that, again, was dropped off to be serviced, Hunter replies, he doesn't need to know where he lives, Keith. That's the only thing the Secret Service get right, at least 75% of the time. Now, when reporters tried to get a comment from Abloh, he declined, but the therapist is actually on record because apparently in 2012 he had an appearance on Fox News where he diagnosed the then vice president as having early onset dementia. In a separate text exchange on February 6, 2019, about a podcast the pair were planning, Hunter texts, Dad is our first guest. Abloh replies, perfect. Does he even recall details, though, with his dementia and all? Hunter says, not much these days, but since it's all fake news anyway, I don't see this as a problem. Right there in black and white, right there in the New York Post, right there under Miranda Devine. Look it up for yourself. It's in the paper. It's in the paper as of April 19th. You can see it in that edition. That was last week, but I wanted to get to it last week, but we didn't have time. I thought I'd bring it up this week. So your president, back in 2012, by a therapist, was diagnosed with early Alzheimer's. What do you think he has now, 9 years later? If this is not a severely compromised individual, I don't know what is. What are we supposed to do as people? We allowed this to happen. You all allowed this to happen who voted for him, not me. I didn't allow it to happen. But the rest of you who voted for Joe Biden, who saw that he was stumbling and bumbling and babbling and attempting to run, actually running a campaign and winning the president of the United States, when clearly he doesn't have the faculties to actually perform in that position. And we're seeing it now more and more every day, and we're going to see it more and more every day. Some days it looks like he has good days, other days it looks like he has terrible days, and when he has terrible days, they shield him from the media. We'll see what happens. I mean, tomorrow night, on the 28th, he's supposed to give a speech that's supposed to be the State of the Union tomorrow night. So we'll see what kind of a day he has tomorrow night, but there you go. Text messages or internet messages or messages on Facebook, wherever they got these messages, back and forth on Hunter's laptop, found, again, when they discovered that that computer and that hard drive. All right, listen, I got to take a break. We'll come back. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering stunning progress in the fight against the coronavirus in the past 3 months. Speaking at the White House, Biden also saying, based on CDC recommendations, fully vaccinated people can go without a mask outside under certain conditions.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask. I want to be absolutely clear. If you're in a crowd, like a stadium or at a conference or a concert.
The FBI is opening a federal civil rights investigation into the police killing of Andrew Brown Jr. in North Carolina. Brown was shot multiple times by deputies who were trying to serve an arrest warrant in Elizabeth City last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are...
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are back. My name is Lee Elsie. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. One of our favorite guests to bring on from the Heritage Foundation is Stephen Bucci. 30-plus years of military expertise. He is constantly traveling across the country giving speeches and trying to educate the public on some of the things that are going on, not only around the country, but around the world as well. And Stephen, I want to start today and sort of wrap up something we touched on a little bit last week, but the Derek Chauvin decision, and do you think it was actually fair?
I'm not a lawyer. I'll preface it with that. So, and I did not follow the trial in detail. But it's pretty clear the guy did something. And, you know, I mean, this fella died. It appears that the technique that Chauvin was using is not the standard. It may have been a standard in the past, but it is not now. And, you know, he did show a degree of callousness that, you know, is kind of unfortunate for a cop. That's not what you would expect. That said, I think the possibility of him getting a truly fair and impartial trial was kind of slim. You had folks all over the news, politicians, including the president, all saying what the verdict should be when they had nothing to do with the trial.
Right.
I was amazed to hear Ellison, the attorney general, who's normally a complete coot and really a dangerous fella, say on 60 Minutes, well, look, we couldn't charge him with a hate crime because there was no evidence to indicate that it was a hate crime. You know, we may have felt that in our hearts. I'll at least give him credit for showing some restraint that when you don't have evidence, you really should not try and convict somebody. So long circular answer to say, I don't know if it was the right decision. It's one that's within the realm of reasonableness, but I think we need to get to the point where people listen to what that judge said at the end, and that politicians need to stay out of legal proceedings. You know, you can't keep the public out. The public wants to comment on it. That's their right. But politicians need to keep their trap shut until a verdict is rendered, because otherwise they can change things, and that's just not right.
Stephen Bucci, our guest, and moving around, bouncing around a bunch of different topics today, and I appreciate you accommodating us as always. So I'm looking at the number of vaccinated individuals state by state. And for example, California has 39 million people, yet only 10 million have been vaccinated. So I bring that up because it seems like there is a large contingent, larger than they would have anticipated, of people out there who just do not want to take this vaccine. And I got to be honest, I put myself on that list. So, Stephen, why do you think that is happening right now?
Well, part of those numbers, Lee, are the kids that are not authorized to get vaccinated, because the total population, that's they're included. So all those children that can't get it, or other people who have medical reasons, or, you know, advice of doctors say, no, you don't need to get it yet, they're all out there. But that still probably leaves about a third of people who are, as you say, are reluctant or totally against getting vaccines. We got some that are generally anti-vaxxers, but there's enough others who were cautious because of the speed with which these vaccines were developed, which is, you know, in the minds of a lot of folks, is a wonderful thing. And others, it's a thing to tread a little slowly. And then in the midst of it, you know, you had the two things occur. One, some of the problems pop up, the problems with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, some other folks who have gotten, you know, any one of the vaccines but have had bad reactions. And then the last factor is, you know, we all thought once we got the vaccine and we waited a couple of weeks for the vaccine to take effect, now we could start acting normal again. That's kind of was the big incentive for everybody to get the vaccine. And suddenly they said, well, no, you really, even though you got both vaccines, number one, we don't know, you know, how long it's going to last. And number two, you know, you could still be affected by other people. There again, the experts, in air quotes, are talking out of both sides of their mouths. And I understand that in some degree it's because they don't know the answers. But on the other hand, it's very confusing for the layman out there. And I have this discussion with my wife all the time. She's a nurse practitioner, and I'm the layman. You know, it makes us suspicious and makes us concerned as to whether we should go forward.
Right.
So, you know, the experts are going to have to find a way to overcome that reluctance by giving solid, data-driven information that doesn't change every other day.
Right.
Otherwise, people are going to stay standoffish. And you know, and some of it they've tried to portray, well, it's all minorities. The minorities are not getting it because they're not, you know, they're underserved. Well, in some cases, it's because they're, you know, they have reluctance to do it. In others, get a ride to the pharmacy to get the thing. There's, you know, right now, nobody can say they are not getting the vaccine because it's unavailable to them. But it's more the folks like yourself that are, you're looking at the response, you're looking at the questions that are still out there and saying, right. You know what, we'll wait a little while.
I mean, for me, it's boiling down to the idea that they don't really know what it is that they don't know yet, right? So it's going to turn into a yearly vaccine. I don't get the flu shot. Now, again, I don't tell people not to get the flu shot. I think you should do what you think is best for you. I've always been that way. As the 25 years I've been on the air, that's what I've always said. You know, if you think it helps you, do it. I've never been an anti-vaxxer. I think it saved billions of people's lives. No question about that. But, again, we don't know what we don't know with this one. And if I have to get one every year, I don't want it.
Yeah, it's not. You know, it's not the slam dunk that to the good that they tried to advertise. Hey, 95% coverage, they're all good, and once you get it, you know, life goes back to normal. And then they changed that after the fact. You know, the back to normal
right.
was the big incentive driving people, and now that that's not really the case, and you know, and you have Anthony Fauci saying, well, I said once we got to 60%, we could, you know, we'd have herd immunity because I only thought about 30% of the people would get it, and I figured this would drive it up a bit. But then when I saw that it was actually going up over that, I changed it to 70% or 80%. Well, so you're telling us you're lying to us to manipulate our behavior. That does not inspire confidence
right.
in the public. So he needs to stop doing that crap. If the man is this intellectual giant he's portrayed to be, talk to the American people like we're not children.
Right.
Tell us the truth, good or bad, and let us make the decision. Don't try and manipulate. And that just erodes the confidence and gives fodder to the people who are the heavy anti-vaxxers.
Right.
And I've got some friends who, you know, they're reading everything they could possibly read that's negative about it and trying to get that out, you know, the big conspiracy, all this stuff, which I don't think it is a conspiracy. I think it's they're trying to do what's right, but this parental kind of view that, well, you got to tell the American people what they need to hear to get them to do what we know they need to do,
right?
Or they might not. That's not leadership. That's manipulation. And I don't think the American people deserve that. So if the leaders really want us to get the vaccines and do these things, they need to base it on telling us the truth. Give us all the data and let us make decisions. If that's not the decision they think we should make, sorry, this is America.
Right.
You're supposed to give us choices.
I feel like they're just trying to turn the average everyday citizen who doesn't necessarily want to leap to the front of the line to get this shot into a pariah, right? Some kind of an anti-vax or anti-science person, and that's not even remotely true. I want to switch gears and ask you about this submarine that was lost. What do you know about this?
Cruising around under the ocean in submarines, even in the best ones in the world like ours, is pretty sporty stuff. You know, I've been down in a submarine, and I got to tell you, you know, I'm not claustrophobic, any of that. And I was on one of our big submarines, so there's like a lot of room compared to the subs of other countries. It's dangerous. And in this case, you know, it appears they may have exceeded their depth limit by a little.
Right.
That caused the problem, and then they just started going down. And once they got down at, you know, 3 to 4 times their depth limit, they're dead. Right. You know, the thing just crushes like it's made out of tinfoil because of the tremendous pressure that the water puts on the boat at that depth. They're crushed.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing, it's like it took a flexible, like an inflatable bottle and just crushed it with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they should rest in peace. Our prayers for their families, but military activity, particularly submarines, are inherently very, very dangerous. And this one, they seem to have some kind of mechanical failure, and they just kept going down and couldn't stop the dive until it was too late.
All right, Stephen, just looked at the clock. I got to run. As always, thank you very, very much. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Go online, learn more about him, heritage.org. That's heritage.org. He also writes, and like I said, he speaks at a wide variety of locations throughout the country. And if you ever see him speaking in your hometown, get to that event. You will not be disappointed. Okay, I've got to take a quick break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, leeelsie.com. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, build your immune system, super boost immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been at such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Golden Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Ward sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
All righty then, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Yes, Wayne will be here in just a mere matter of minutes right after the top of the hour. Sometimes I like to take a break from the chaotic politics aspect of some of this stuff and just sort of search for some stories that will either make you scratch your head, make you laugh, make you shout, make you mad, and I have a few of them here. A 41-year-old unemployed London man is suing his wealthy parents. This guy's got to be a flaming liberal. Because they're cutting his allowance. Faiz Sarika hasn't worked since 2011, and he lives in a posh London flat, which his parents apparently pay for, and I guess they give him a healthy allowance, but they're cutting it off because they want him to get on with his life and to be something and be somebody. It's what parents do, right? Didn't your parents kick you in the rear end when you sat around too much as a young kid, tell you to get out and get a job, do something, you know, join a sports team, anything. Get out of the house, be something, make something out of yourself. I'm gonna have a heart attack here. It just aggravates me that there are people out there who take advantage of their parents in this way. And they try to, you know, soak it up off of them as long as they possibly can. So mom and dad finally kicked him out, and he's not, obviously not going to win that lawsuit. There are at least, you ready for this? 22 children in the United States right now whose parents name them ESPN. Now listen, I am somebody who is a fan of the cool, one-of-a-kind names, right? I think it's neat. I have no issue with parents naming their kid Apple or Rock or whatever. Think of some inanimate object. Whatever it is that's different than Joe, Sally, Tom, John, I got no problem with that. In fact, I think it's kind of neat. I probably would have done the same thing had I had kids, right? I had a couple funky names I was going to name my kids if we ever had them, but we didn't. So that funk doesn't get to spread out over a couple of generations. But to name your kid ESPN, that's just stupid. Like, why would you name your kid after a corporation or an entity like that? I don't like it. Dumb. Because now they're always associated with that. Come up with something original, for God's sake. The only major building in Tokyo that Godzilla has never, ever destroyed in a movie is, you want to guess? It's the Imperial Palace. Because, well, that would be sacrilege. Speaking of funky names, a woman in Seattle just tweeted about how the hospital messed up her baby's birth certificate. She was trying to name her daughter Cora, K-O-R-A, Cora, but the birth certificate says Corn with a K. So that kid for the rest of their life will be known as Corn, which isn't bad. All right? I'm not going to say that's as bad as ESPN. It's better than ESPN by a mile. By a mile. It takes a surprisingly long time for your garbage to decompose. It takes 5 years for a cigarette butt to decompose, up to 20 years for a plastic bag, 450 years for a diaper, and 1 million years for a glass bottle to decompose. So if you're throwing out a glass bottle and it happens to miss the recyclable bin and kind of rolls down the hill, down the side of the road and stays there, it'll be 1 million years before that thing is nothing. And finally, let's say you're put into a situation where you have to speak with someone that you have nothing in common with. Let's say your wives are getting together and the husbands have to tag along, but the wives get along, but the husbands have zero in common. Like, one's a sports guy, the other one is, I don't know, maybe reads a book a week. Well, here's some advice. Assume that they're interesting. Most people are interesting once they open up. That is false. Most people are not interesting once they open up, but some do if you're lucky. But yes, assume that they're interesting. Try to be a good listener is number two. Most people love talking about themselves, so if you get somebody ready and kind of get them sort of geared up and they start talking about themselves, you can just sit back and let that sort of take shape. You don't have to work too hard, and next thing you know, the night is over. Be willing to share and get personal. See, I'm not doing that with some dope I don't know or kind of know. Just because I have to get through a night, I'm not giving that person my inner demons and letting them know what makes me tick. And come prepared. Like, bring a cheat sheet. I think that's kind of funny. Here you are trying to have a conversation with this guy, and you're like, let me look down on my notes here. Oh, it says you like the Red Sox. Oh, beautiful. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Listen, I got to run. We're out of time. The great Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.